Yeah, man, they were roasting you, waiting for you, because
you know,
I don't know, we're behind schedule now.
Yeah, if I had cat ears to put on to just pop on here, like light up ones, I would definitely like. I'm gonna go get some light up freaking cat ears now, and I'm gonna just sit here
do an episode where all of us are wearing cat ears just to fuck with Jack.
Don't even acknowledge it. Don't even acknowledge it. Don't say anything. Don't bring it up. Everyone's just got cat ears on.
Whoever can stick meow in the most during the episode wins a prize.
That would be amazing. All right, meow, listen.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, Dave. We're live, meow.
Bonus points if you can oo-woo at some point where it actually makes sense. Don't tempt me. I will oo-woo. So help me.
That's just, there's something disturbing about a bearded man making that sound.
I will like throw on my sleeveless flannel, grab an axe, and just be like,
you gotta put on the Halloween costume with the mullet and the red, white, and blue bandana.
Just dramatic music, zoom in on my face, and then just ooh woo.
Ooh woo.
End of video. Cut to black. That's it.
It zooms in, you go ooh woo, and it zooms back out as you put on a pair of cat ears.
AK strapped to my back, and
yeah,
that'd be awesome. I'm gonna have to do that now.
You have to wear a kilt too, so it's like double.
Dude, Andrea tried to convince me to wear a kilt to do those AI pictures. She's like, you gotta wear a kilt, you gotta wear a kilt. I couldn't get it to decide to show me in a kilt. No matter what I did, It refused to acknowledge the kilt. I don't know what to tell you. I tried.
Yeah, that happens.
Hey, look, the comments have the greatest of all pastries.
It is not.
No peace, only pastries.
They're everywhere. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. It is what it is.
It started out as a first responder thing. And wow. it was mostly like first responders, firemen, emergency.
Is it because they're allegedly better than donuts?
No, it's because there's a guy was just randomly commenting croissants in Sleepy Paramedics videos. Like every single video, just a single croissant with no explanation. And he was like, why? And so we all started commenting croissants on all of his videos, and he declared us the croissant army, and it just kind of went from there.
It's crazy how fast internet meme culture can just take over like that.
To the point where TikTok's official TikTok page put a croissant on it. Yeah. Like, and we're like, victory! We have achieved victory! Even they have bent to the will of the croissant.
they've bent like the croissant.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I had somebody comment a croissant on one of my videos, and I was like, ah, I see. Much like the ends of the greatest of all flaky, buttery pastries, it comes right back around.
I don't know. I'm going to have to start something else just to counter the croissant.
Dude, people tried. Like, they tried pizzas, they tried wrenches, they tried, like, the radiation symbol. None of them could ever compete with the croissant army. Because all of those make a little bit of sense. The croissant does not.
The croissant does not. Dave, now we need a croissant patch.
Dude, if you make a croissant patch, you have to send one to Sleepy, because he was talking about wanting one. And he's got one that says no peace, only pastries.
I saw the video. The video of him going to the mailbox. And there's nine packages, and every single package is just croissants. It's like stuffed croissants and the like croissant pillows and little ceramic croissants. And
yeah, and his wife was like, there is no way I'm living in a house covered in croissants. And he's like, well, you're married to the king of the croissant army, so you don't really have a choice at this point.
This is a good topic. This is a good topic to get into, because we're talking about balloons. most of the episode. Not every article, but like I have like 4 articles about balloons.
Yeah, you know how hard that made it for me to pick out a patch for tonight? Like, I'm like, I don't have anything with balloons.
I don't have anything with balloons. Like, no, I don't have anything with balloons. So I just went with the good old autism patch.
See, I was going to do the autism. I should have done the autism patch. Man, now I'm kicking myself for not going with the autism patch.
So, but before we get into that, I need Professor Andrew for just a second. Because today, February 5th, is the birthday of Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim.
Ah, Mr. Yes. Maxim.
Who was an American-British inventor, best known as the creator of the first automatic machine gun.
Yes, and his son invented the silencer. And yes, it's called a silencer. That's what's on the patent.
Yes. So...
Yes, Hiram Maxim. You know, the reason that he invented the machine gun is really hilarious. So he was a fabulous inventor, right? Like, to the point that, like, almost nobody could compete with him. And he's in America. And so a group gets together and goes, you know how we can get rid of him? Is we can hire him and then send him to Europe. Mm-hmm. And then that way he's not here inventing stuff.
Yep.
And so so J.P. Morgan pays... to send him to Europe to try and get rid of him. And he's supposed to, like, observe European developments and technology and things and report back. And while he's there, a friend challenges him to see if he can create a machine gun. And he's like, you know what? That sounds fun. Let's try that. And proceeds to develop what may be the single most reliable machine gun ever made, as the very first true machine gun.
Yeah. So, fun fact, you said his son, who is Hiram Percy Maxim. Yes, the Maxim silencer. They were regularly advertised in sporting goods magazines. And also
shoot in your house. They were advertised to shoot in your house.
And also, coincidentally, the muffler for the internal combustion engine.
Yeah, that actually, the silent, the reason that the muffler for the car exists is because he invented the silencer for guns, and then somebody pointed out, like, hey, you know, that would work to make engines quieter, and he was like, holy crap, it would! And so he made a bigger one and then stuck it on a car, and it still worked. So that's why you have mufflers on cars, is because there are silencers for guns.
Yes, which is fantastic. Maxim also invented the first automatic fire sprinkler.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. And he also claims he's also involved in several lengthy patent disputes with Thomas Edison over his claims to the light bulb.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually why J.P. Morgan, who was Edison's benefactor, that's why he sent him off, was to get rid of him so he wouldn't keep competing with Edison. Because Edison tried to recruit him, like, multiple times. Because, you know, that's kind of how Thomas Edison worked. Like, Edison didn't actually invent Jack. All he did is he ran a really good team of really good inventors. Yes. And he kept trying to recruit Maxim into this team over and over again. But Maxim's like, why would I join your team and let you just keep taking credit for all of my inventions when I'm making plenty of money just inventing on my own? There's no benefit here at all. And so instead, they're like, well, what if we paid you an enormous amount of money to, like... Mm-hmm. just kind of go away for a while. And he took it and went over and then invented a machine gun.
So, yeah, Maxim gun is a recoil-operated machine gun invented in 1884. It was the first fully automatic machine gun in the world. So I just thought that was really cool to bring up.
Yeah, you can't see it, but I actually have patents because, you know, I have all the patents over up on the walls over there. Behind the camera, I actually have patents for the Maxim and the patent for the silencer.
Let's see. 550 to 600 rounds a minute. Muzzle velocity is 744 meters per second, which is, that's pretty hot. But it came in 7x57 Mauser 303 British 30-06, 7.9x57 Mauser, 577.
Mm-hmm.
And 762 by 54R.
Yep, because so during World War One, the Maxim was basically used by everybody. The Germans had the MG08s. They had the Vickers is actually kind of not quite the same as a Maxim. It looks a lot like a Maxim, but they actually essentially what they did is took the action for the Maxim and flipped it upside down, and went there. See, no copyright or no patent infringement at all. Yay! Even though it's exactly the same thing, just the other way around.
Yeah, Maxim was founded an arms company with financial backing from Edward Vickers to produce the gun in Clayford, Kent, which is in England. Yeah.
Yeah, so you had the British using it, the French used it, the Italians used it, the Germans used it, the Austro-Hungarians used it, the Russians used it. The Russians and the Germans actually used them all the way through World War II.
Yeah. Argentina, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, British Empire, Canada, the Chinese, the Japan, Estonia, Finland, the First Philippines Republic, the French Third Republic, German Empire, Albania, Italy, Montenegro, Romania, Serbia, Korean Empire, Latvia, Mexico, Nazi Germany, Nicaragua, New Zealand, North Korea, Ottoman Empire, Paraguay, the Qajar Dynasty, the Qing Dynasty, China, Russia Empire, Polish Republic, Soviet Union, Spain, Ukraine, United States, and France.
Yep. Everybody used them. It was crazy.
Yes.
They're actually still to this day one of the finest machine guns ever built. They're the first one. Because
There's photographs. I think there's video, but I know for certain there's photographs of it being used in the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that they're using, and I would bet you that's a World War One vintage one.
Probably.
So when they tested them, when the British tested the design, they wanted to fire it to failure. So they fired it nonstop, you know, with the water jacket full of water and everything, fired it nonstop. It went more than 1 million rounds, and the only reason that the test stopped is because they just gave up.
Yeah. It's a fantastic firearm. It was the first fully automatic machine gun in the world.
It's nuts. I mean, it's heavy as hell, but it don't break.
No.
And they used them. I mean, they used them on tanks. They used them on airplanes. They used them in the trenches in mounted positions. They used them on these cool little wheelie carts that you could move around the battlefield. Everywhere. They had them on ships. If there was a place that you could use a machine gun, there was probably a Maxim that was designed for that, including shoulder-fired with the MG0815 that the Imperial Germans made. That thing was also really neat, and actually real, unlike the Hellregal, which people now know about, but it shows up in a single photograph, and we have no examples and no other photographs and no designs and nothing on it.
Longest serving firearm in the world, right? Yeah, I believe so. I mean, it was invented in, what did I say, 1884? Right? Yeah. 1884, and it's still being used today. There's pictures of it in Ukraine.
It's just insane. What is that, 150 years?
140 years.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Literally, 140 years.
For one design of firearm, basically completely unchanged, to just keep being used. I don't even think the AR is going to get to that point.
If it works, it works. So, yep. So, yeah, I had to bring that up because I thought that was really cool. Let's see. There was something else I wanted to bring up before we get into it. Oh, the word of the day is globophobia. Globophobia. That is, globophobia emerged from the Greek words phobia, or global, which means spherical in terms of balloons, and phobias, which means a dread or fear. So globophobia is the fear of balloons.
I don't want to laugh at anybody. I do want to laugh at people's pain, but can you imagine seeing it, and the thing that's making you scream is the red balloon in his hand?
I mean... People suffering from this phobia fear feel morbid fear at the thought, sight, touch, and even smell of the balloon. Most individuals, however, are only afraid of the sound made by the popular balloons. So, as with any phobia, the symptoms of globophobia vary depending on the roots of the fear. Some people might be able to withstand balloons while they are deflated. However, the moment one starts to inflate them, the sufferer feels anxious. In many cases, individuals are afraid of hot air balloons, but can stand smaller balloons, water balloons, etc.
A fear of hot air balloons is weird.
Yeah. I mean, a fear of balloons in general is weird. A fear of them popping, I can understand to a degree, especially with, like, you know, PTSD sufferers and all that good stuff. But a fear of balloons, just in general, are a little quirky to me.
It's a little weird.
But we had to get that out of the way. I am a non globophobiac, so I am completely okay to talk about balloons on this episode.
I am picturing a Ghostbusters logo with a balloon, and I ain't afraid of no balloons.
I almost did a trigger warning at the start of the show. I didn't do the Bipcot stuff, but I almost did a trigger warning that we were going to talk about balloons.
If you were a globophobic, you should probably look away.
Yes. No. If I had balloons, I would have them, I don't know, over my shoulder on the wall or something. Oh. Dave says, I understand a fear of hot air balloons if you're way up in one. I have no fear of heights. I just have a fear of falling.
I don't even necessarily have a fear of falling. It's a sudden stop at the end that makes me nervous.
That's true. Falling's never killed anyone.
Yeah. It's speed a sudden stop has never killed anyone. Yeah. Suddenly becoming stationary. That's what gets you.
The immediate deceleration.
Yeah. That's what kills you. That's what gets you. Bo said in the comments he is... that Kickapoo class of 05. You know, I actually didn't graduate from Kickapoo, but I did go there for... almost 2 years. I was kicked out at the end of my sophomore year.
So, I don't know. Where do we want to start? Well, I mean, obviously we're going to start with balloons, but...
I have no idea.
We don't need to go into what the balloon was, right? I mean, we all know what the fucking balloon was.
There were people who didn't. Like, I was seeing earlier on Facebook, people were going... why am I seeing stuff about balloons everywhere? What is going on? And I replied, it's your birthday!
There's a theory on that as to why people are seeing balloons everywhere. You want to get into that?
What is the theory? I'm very curious.
Pokemon Go players convinced Chinese spy balloon is part of Team Rocket takeover event.
What?
Yes, on February 3rd, 2023, an unidentified balloon was seen flying over the state of Montana. A video captured and shared by a civilian has since gone viral. The balloon seemingly carried high-tech surveillance gear. The U.S. military issued a statement claiming the device to be a, quote, high-altitude surveillance balloon launched by China. However, China's foreign minister claims that the balloon is a civilian research airship used mainly for meteorological purposes. Has simply deviated from its planned course. But Pokemon Go players share a different theory. Trainers are finding it a bit too coincidental that a, quote, spy balloon appeared in the U.S. just days after the Team Go Rocket Takeover event began. The Team Go Rocket Takeover event started on February 1st and promised the frequent appearance of Team Go Rocket balloons in the game. But 2 days after its start, a, quote, surveillance balloon was spotted soaring through the skies of in real life Montana. Pokemon Go players didn't hesitate to jump at the opportunity to draw the comparison. Quote, Team Rocket really thinks they're slick. According to Reddit users, captioned a Photoshop version of the Team Go rocket balloon, replacing the aircraft with one spotted in Montana. So there's your theory as to what it really was.
I know basically nothing about Pokemon, and I don't want to know anything about Pokemon. I have absolutely zero interest in them.
Oh, yes.
Like, the things that I know from memes. And I didn't even want to know that much.
So you're saying that you don't believe that this is a publicity event for their Pokemon Go?
I suspect it may not be. I mean, I could be wrong, but that does seem a little unlikely.
So you're not on the Pokemon Go train. You're on the are you on the Marco Rubio train? You believe that the Chinese spy balloon was meant to, quote, send a message that Beijing believes that the U.S. is in a decline?
I mean, I suppose. I feel like there's probably more effective ways than balloon. But
Marco Rubio said that the Chinese spy balloon appearance was purposely planned to appear in the U.S. airspace just days ahead of the Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's trip to China. The top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee claimed that the now infamous spy balloon was a message to the world from Beijing that they do not view the U.S. as a major power anymore. The commemorations that another Chinese balloon crashed into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Hawaii months ago. An official told Fox News that at least one other flew over portions of Texas and Florida during former President Donald Trump's time in office.
Why balloons?
So, are you on the Rubio train or are you on the Pokemon Go train?
I mean, now that you've explained it, I probably agree with Rubio. But initially, when you're like, "Are you on the Rubio train?" I'm like, "Man, that sounds like a video that I want no part of." I don't want to see it. I don't even want to know.
No, I'm just picturing Marco Rubio with cat ears. Oh, God.
Oh, no. This particular train loves getting derailed. as opposed to the regular Rubio train, which... never mind.
Yeah, I can't say what else I'm thinking. Meanwhile, Republican House Intelligence Chairman Mike Turner alleged Sunday that the Biden team is trying to distract from the balloon ordeal by offering a briefing on the classified documents found at former Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. No. It's so bad.
That move is pretty transparently, look over here, but look at this. Hey, yes. No, pay no attention to the balloon behind the curtain.
It's like the balloon's the house in the Wizard of Oz.
I have a meme idea now using that, you know, that picture of the like leering Yoda balloon right behind the silo. Like, we got to do something with that leering Yoda balloon being the Chinese balloon.
While agreeing with Blinken canceling his trip to China, Rubio is otherwise critical of the Biden administration's response to the balloon, claiming the president should have immediately addressed the nation on television to inform the public before it was shot down by the U.S. military. They used an F-15 to yep. take, or I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
F-35.
Used an F-22. They
used an F-22?
They used an F-22 to take down the plane, okay, and 22. It is the first aerial object that the F-22 has taken down.
Yep, and actually, the call sign that the plane that took the shot used was like an homage to a World War One flying.
Yeah, Frank 01.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and I'm like, really? Really? You guys are
just,
like...
Just makes it, it's comical. It's so fucking comical.
You shot down a balloon. People were doing that during the Civil War with regularity. Like, you shot down a balloon and then you jumped out of the plane when you got down and like high-fived each other. Yeah, come on, guys. Like,
and on the flip side, they argued or they angered all 37 Pokemon Go players.
Although most of them are pretty much illiterate, so they can't really do anything about it.
Let's see.
Like, the big thing that I know about Pokemon Go is that they had a huge controversy because that one Pokemon that was in the Holocaust Museum was coughing. And it was legitimately, like, the Pokemon that you could find in the Holocaust Museum was a coughing, which is like a gas Pokemon.
Yes.
And the company that makes it was like, oh God, we're so sorry. That shouldn't have been a location at all. And everyone's like, but why did it do a coughing there? That seems kind of intentional.
Yes. Let's see, Kathleen Tripp, U.S. military. Quote, I don't know why they waited so long to tell people about this, a Florida senator said during an interview with ABC News this week. Turner revealed that NBC's Meet the Press that he was offered last week's congressional briefings on Trump's handling the classified documents. The offer came the same day the Americans first learned of a suspected Chinese spy balloon flying over the country. Yeah. But Rubio, for his part, claimed the delay in informing Americans of the balloon's existence was viewed by China as a positive for their message of the declining power of the U.S. on the world stage. Quote, when was it spotted? Why was it not brought down sooner over other areas? I'm open-minded to listening to the arguments they make about why it wasn't dealt with sooner, Rubio said. U.S. officials said they only waited to strike down the balloon because they wanted to minimize the risk to civilians. They only announced the presence of the vessel after it had already flown down from Alaska. You're muted, Andrew.
The funny thing is like I did that one meme with the I saw your distress call and I came as soon as I wanted to.
Like it came down from Alaska. It went across to Montana, which is the third largest state in the United States, and it only has about like 1.2 million people in the entire state. Wyoming has right at like 560,000 people.
Yeah.
Right. So either place that they took it down, you know, Alaska, Montana, Wyoming.
That was the thing that
minimal.
Made me laugh, is these people are going, well, but it could have been carrying a biological weapon. First of all, if China's going to fire a biological weapon at us, they're not using balloons. Second of all,
and they're not going to drop it in some of the most rural parts of the United States.
Yeah, like you could shoot it down, it would fall, and even if it went off, if it's a biological agent, it's not going to matter. There's no one there.
Oh my God, you killed a moose.
Yeah, there's like. A buffalo is going to go down. Oh, no.
Yep. There's parts of it washing up on the shore in South Carolina right now.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Like, that's you don't need to worry. Like, it was going to be fine, but you intentionally let it drift all the way across the United States.
Yep.
So that it would see as much as it possibly could.
Yes. It says U.S. officials were to strike down from Alaska. Quote, this was deliberate. They did this on purpose, the senator said. As the Chinese Communist Party insists that the threatening vessel that consumed U.S. attention last week was just an astray weather balloon. Quote, they understood that it was going to be spotted. They knew that the U.S. government would want to reveal it, that people were going to see it over the skies, he continued. And the message that they were trying to send is that they believe internally that the United States is a once great superpower that's hollowed out, that's in its decline. The message they're trying to send to the world is, look, these guys can't even do anything about a balloon flying over U.S. airspace. How can you possibly count on them if something were to happen in the Indo-Pacific region? How can you count on them if they were going to do anything? How can you count on them if they're not going to do anything about a balloon over U.S. airspace? How are they going to come to the aid of Taiwan or stand with the Philippines or Japan or India when the Chinese move on their territory? That was, again, more quotes from Rubio.
Yeah, and again, like, that's the other reason why it doesn't make any sense that it would have ever had any kind of payload in it, is because why would China do that? They own the United States. They don't need to worry about...
let's be honest about that. China is a manufacturing country, right? That they manufacture goods. Oh, what does China have? They have a large Pacific coast. Where do they ship things to? Oh, the United States Pacific coast. The U.S. are consumers. China's a producer. That's the way it is.
Yeah, why would China risk
China's dependent. Making... We're dependent on each other, whether you're, no matter what you want to say about Austrian economics.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like they have no reason to risk causing problems with the United States openly and directly. No reason. That would just be counterproductive for absolutely everything for them.
Yep. But wait.
The only thing.
But wait. There is fear porn that we have to get to now.
Oh God.
Yeah. Jack says, "Get ready to have." As Jack says, "Get ready to have justification for ramped up military spending."
Yeah. Well, I think the fear porn was probably the Rubio train.
No.
I'm pretty afraid of that.
No, it gets worse. It gets worse.
More afraid of that than balloons. I'll tell you that much.
Hold on. We are going to go again to Fox News. Let's see. What is this guy? Gordon Chang. He's a columnist and author who has written several books on China. Let's see. He says, quote, "We know what the Chinese are doing." Chang explained, "They're engaged in the fastest military buildup since the Second World War. They're trying to sanctions-proof their regime, and most ominously, they're preparing Chinese civilians for war." The headline of this article says, "China spy balloon shows country is preparing citizens for war that could come at, quote, any time."
Didn't they laugh endlessly when Trump was in office about him talking about the threat that China posed?
Yes. Chang pointed to a recent move from the Chinese President Xi Jinping shortly after he was appointed to his precedent-breaking third term as General Secretary of the National Congress in October, where he appointed what he referred to as, quote, a war cabinet. Quote, "China is preparing to go to war. It's engaged in extreme, provocative, and dangerous activities around its periphery, and war could come at any time and at any place." Chang told Fox Digital that decades of inaction to combat Chinese aggression in Taiwan and the South China Sea and across the globe have created an atmosphere where China does not fear repercussions for the acts of aggression, such as the spy balloon that has been floating over the United States for days.
Well, I mean, even if that's true, you guys also did absolutely nothing about the spy balloon, and they proved their point, that you wouldn't do anything about even a balloon.
Or the spy balloon 4 months ago.
Yeah. Like, they already demonstrated how weak you are. That's...
But wait, there's more.
If anything, all they've done is confirm, okay, the U.S. is so freaking weak, we actually don't need to worry about a war with them because they don't have the balls to do anything.
Fucking Dave. Dave says, "Sometimes I just miss the way he said China."
China. China.
There's a patch. I don't know who makes it, but there's a patch, and it's an exaggerated version of Donald Trump's lips, and it just says China.
My favorite meme from the Donald Trump presidency was that one where they did the squish of his face.
Yes.
Where he had the huge duck lips and the tiny little eyes and stuff, and it just said China in Comic Sans.
Yes.
It was the funniest freaking thing. I cannot ever look at that one.
Because you can hear it. You can hear that meme.
Yeah, as soon as you see it, Cellini.
Yes. Quote, the United States is so much more powerful than China from almost every perspective, and yet the Chinese don't view it that way, Chang said. Quote, the Chinese view that they can do whatever they want because we have told them that they can do that. The Chinese have engaged in a number of activities that violate our sovereignty, and some of those activities constitute acts of war, and we did not respond. And not just not responding in February 2023, it's not responding over the course of the decade. So, of course, the Chinese have this mentality right now. We have created the condition for history's next great war.
No, that would be the United States that did that.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, no, the Chinese aren't going to go to war with anybody. Are you kidding me? Why would they do that? They don't need to. They can just economically continue to powerhouse everybody else the hell out of the hell out of the world. Like, they don't need to go to war.
Yeah, it's just, it's fucking hilarious. But this is not the biggest piece of fear porn coming out of the balloon gate.
balloon gate. Inflate gate.
All right. Dry run. Balloons called top, quote, delivery platform for nuclear EMP attack.
I mean, it would work really well.
It would work.
They bring it up.
It would work. Don't get me wrong. I agree.
The problem is you don't know exactly where it's going to go because it's a balloon.
Well, unless you motorize the balloon, like it were a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but, like, then that kind of defeats the point of using a balloon, I think.
It would also defeat the purpose of using a balloon over a rural area, such as Alaska, Montana, and Wyoming.
What are you going to do, knock out a cow's pacemaker? Come on. What are you wearing?
Oh, no, the John Deere went down.
Yeah. I had one tractor that went. Actually, no, in rural Montana, they're probably not even the modern stuff, so, like, they won't even go down. They're all mechanical anyway.
High-altitude balloons such as the one China has floated over mountain state military bases this week are considered a key, quote, delivery platform for secret nuclear strikes on America's electric grid, according to intelligence officials. Spy balloons used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II are now far more sophisticated, can fly at up to 200,000 feet, evade detection, and can carry a small nuclear bomb that, if exploded in the atmosphere, would shut down the grid and wipe out electronics in many statewide areas.
That's also a wildly overly elaborate plan to bring down America's power grid, because we now know, after the whole issue with the airplanes and with the air traffic control software going down, no one's double-checking the code. They literally fired the guy whose job it was to double-check the code.
Yep.
Because they found issues.
Yep, and then it went down.
And then it went down.
Surprise!
Yeah, and he's like, by the way, the computer code that runs America's electrical grid is no better.
Yeah.
All it you don't even have to be a talented bad actor in order to hack in there and cause it to go down.
Yep. And again, the China is a producer, the U.S. is a consumer. For the China to knock out the U.S. would stop consumption in the U.S. and would shut down, like, literally 3/4 of the factories in China.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's counterproductive. It's counterproductive.
Yeah. Despite being communist, China is a country that has grown ever more connected with the United States since World War II.
Yes.
I mean, even after Chiang Kai-shek, you know, was out, and he was the one that we supported for the most part, although we did also support Mao. It's a complicated thing. But even during that, like, year after that, China is so heavily connected to the United States, so heavily dependent on those connections in order to be able to even function, that there is no incentive for them to do anything to us at all.
Yeah.
If we're collapsing, they're going to actually probably panic. Like, oh no, oh no. When are we going to sell all this crap?
There's a huge, like a global economic connection between the U.S., you know, being a huge consumer, Europe being a huge consumer, China being a huge producer, that if the U.S. went down, right, if the dollar collapsed, it's global repercussions, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. It's the America can, I mean, for other countries, America cannot go down.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. It can't. So, they depend way too much on the United States for economically. Not even, we're not even talking about defense stuff. We're talking about economically. They depend so much on the U.S. If the U.S. goes down, the entire planet falls into chaos.
Yep. So the threat of balloon-launched electromagnetic pulse attacks was warned about by a congressional EMP commission and inside the military several years ago. In 2015 report for the American Leadership and Policy Foundation, Air Force Major David Stuckenberg, one of the nation's leading EMP experts, wrote extensively about the threat balloons carrying bombs pose to national security. And yet they let it fly across the entire United States.
We're so worried about this thing. Hey, there's one of those things we're worried about. Yeah, I'll get to it.
Don't worry. We'll just let it float over the nation for 7 days. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a balloon. It's not like it's streaking across the sky. Yeah. It's a balloon.
Yeah, knowing full well that one crashed 4 months ago off the coast of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that there was another one in Latin America, and knowing full well that Canada was tracking another one. But yeah, it's a threat, you guys. Quote, using a balloon as a WME platform could provide adversaries with a palette of altitudes and payload options, which would maximize offensive effects against the U.S.
What does WME stand for?
Weapon of mass destruction, weapon of mass something. Electromagnetic pulse? I don't know.
That's weird. Weapon of mass ejection? I mean, like,
I have a smartphone. I can look it up. Let's see. What does WME stand for? Let's see. I don't know. Escalation?
Maybe. Emergency?
I don't know.
Weapon of mass emergency?
Weapon of mass effect. How about that?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yes. So WMD, weapon of mass destruction, WME, weapon of mass effect.
Somebody call Shepard. Sorry.
Yes. Quote, using a balloon as a WMD, WME platform could provide adversaries with a palette of altitudes and payload options which to maximize offensive effects against the U.S. A high-altitude balloon could be designed, created, and launched in a matter of months. There is nothing to prevent several hundred pounds of weapon material from being delivered to altitude. On Friday, he told Secrets, quote, China's recent balloon flight over the United States is clearly a provocative and aggressive act. It was most likely a type of dry run meant to send a strategic message to the USA. We must not take this for granted. And
the
yet
balloon that we
they let it
fly.
And yet they let it float by for several days.
Or
knowing full well that it was there. Because let's be honest, we have tons of radar. Tons of radar.
NORAD can pick up a single small DJI Phantom drone flying.
They can track Santa. They can track a fucking balloon.
I almost did a video this past Christmas on the actual history of that. I really should have, but
it's a cool history.
Yeah, it's fun. But yeah. It's so heavily debated exactly what the story is that it just, I gave up. But the fact that they just let it float by and they're like, oh, we're super worried about it. I mean, it's really scary. It's really, you let it just float across the entire country.
Yes. Now in the private sector, Stoltenberg, a national security expert and scientist who led the Defense Department's EMP task force and chairman of the American Leadership and Policy Foundation, pointed to Japan's World War II Project Fugo that targeted the U.S. with balloon bombs as an example of the threat. Hmm. So there we go. We have that being brought back up. So.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that's one of those things, you know, that I also bring up, like, when people go, oh, the continental U.S. has never been attacked, you know, since the War of 1812. It has, and it was firebombed in World War II. so, you know, FYI, that totally happened.
Uh-huh. I mean, let's not... disregard the fact that the military and a lot of the military infrastructure is hardened against EMP attacks. Mm-hmm. Like it's the I can go online and buy EMP shield, right? EMP shield. It's a device that you can put on your truck, and it'll protect your truck from EMP. The military uses them. You can buy a civilian one for like $250. And basically, it's just emergency. It's just a bypass.
Yeah, you can keep emergency radios and stuff in Faraday bags,
Faraday cages. Yeah,
and they're fine. An EMP won't get to them. So, like, there's a lot of ways to beat an EMP. There's a lot of ways to beat it.
You can buy EMP bags online on Amazon, on eBay. All of our electronics when they get shipped over, when they get flown over, come in a bag that is essentially a Faraday bag. You can buy those in bulk for really cheap.
Real cheap.
Right? So, like, EMP is not as scary as people make it out to be. For the people that are a little bit of preparation.
Well, yeah. I mean, the way that you beat an EMP is you just make sure that you disconnect the electrical system, whatever you're worried about, and have it ground out away from the rest of the system. That's it. That's all you need to do. So.
Yeah. Monkey, what's up, brother? Hey, are you afraid of EMPs? Come on.
Although, I watched a video the other day of a lightning strike hitting a shed that a John Deere tractor was parked in, and the tractor starts and drives away.
That sounds about right.
Because it was left in gear, and it was enough electricity to charge the starter, and so it started it, and it drove away.
That sounds about right, yeah.
It's hilarious, because I can only imagine that farmer the next day being like, where the fuck's the tractor? What the hell?
Half the field's plowed.
Yeah, I'm just like,
because those things are all GPS now, so you don't even have to be in them when they run.
Yeah, it just like and it just goes away, and it's a security camera that catches it. But so I'm sure that like after the tractor was not where he left it, he probably went back and looked at the security footage and was like, "Did my tractor drive away? Why did my tractor leave me?" Like that's a new line for a country song. Mm-hmm. Your tractor also leaves me.
Yeah, that tractor's no longer sexy. If your tractor can leave, it's not sexy. Yeah, Monkey says most modern semis are grounded and have a Faraday lining under the hood. Yeah, Monkey's a trucker. He's also a I want to say he was Air Force combat medic or Navy combat medic. So he would know about that sort of thing. But he said the T680 he drove was like that.
Yeah, so, like, things are already shielded from EMPs, and it doesn't take a hell of a lot to shield things from EMPs.
Yeah, but again, for them to launch an EMP on the United States to try and cripple the United States would have the effect of crippling their consumers. Right? It's not it's not going to cripple the military because, again, EMP shield and they're hardened against a lot of, but like the large consumers of the United States would be hurt
well,
by
yeah.
that.
I mean, think about like think about how many tactical equipment manufacturers there are in China. Where do you think they sell all that tactical equipment? They don't sell it to the Chinese. Chinese aren't allowed to have it.
No,
they sell it to the United States.
Neither are Australians. Neither are most Europeans. Neither are.
Yeah.
No.
They sell it to the U.S. The U.S. are their consumers. Nope. They're the ones who buy all of that.
Yep.
And some of it ain't half bad, to be honest with you. I'm kind of impressed with some of it.
And there's, what, 400 million known firearms in civilian hands in the United States? None of those would be affected by EMPs.
Yeah, I think it's even more than that. Well, some of them will.
I said known.
Yeah. Remember, it was years ago. There was the what?
the safety ones that do the micro stamping.
Well, not even that. There was actually a gun that I think Smith & Wesson made it. I could be wrong, but it was an electronic ignition for the cartridges.
Yeah,
and like it was really really weird. And like I think if I remember right, like it was like tied to a watch. Like you had to have a watch on in order to make it fire. I don't know. It was really strange.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was really strange, and it did not take
off. That was one of the safety ones that they were pushing for a while.
Yeah, and so it had an electronic primer so that you couldn't even fire the cartridge in any way if you couldn't get the gun to shoot. And they were like, see, it's safe. And everyone was like, except if the batteries die in my watch or my gun, then I can't shoot it and I die. So,
nah. Yep. So what is what's your final thoughts on the balloon? Right? Is it a dry run? Is it a weather balloon? Weather balloon that just went astray, or is it part of the promotion for Pokemon Go?
Well, I don't think it's part of a promotion for Pokemon Go.
You're just ignorant then. You don't know anything.
Well, a few years ago, so I don't know if you remember, but not long after 9/11, there was like this huge scare in New York City and Chicago over these mysterious electronic devices that were put on bridges and things. And people were freaking out. And it was actually a promotional thing for the new season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And it was Mooninites that would light up. And
we had all those all the clown sightings. You remember that?
Yeah.
You know, 3 or 4 years ago, we had all the clown sightings and everybody was talking about shooting clowns. And then like 2 months later, like It Part Two came out or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Right? So they had one that crashed, they had one that went across the United States, there's another one in Latin America, there's another one in Canada. So that's four. That's four balloons. I'm just saying this could be, like it has legs that this could be part of the Pokemon Go promotion.
That would be very, very funny. I was actually going to suggest, because if you look at the thing, like I know those are solar panels that you can see there for power.
Yes.
But you could easily put giant LEDs on the underside of those. And use it as just like a floating advertisement that would just be drifting over places and just like the most obnoxious advertising ever.
Somebody who plays Pokemon Go, point it at the next balloon. Point it at the next balloon. We got to know.
Oh man, can you imagine if the balloon came over and it had the big R for Team Rocket on it? And you'd be like, oh, okay, well, it was Pokemon Go, I guess, this whole
that's
time.
That's one of the... The edited memes that were floating around was the poke the R.
That's that would be funny.
Yeah.
Until
we know for sure, we can't say it's not.
That's true.
Yeah.
It could be. But the it was just to show that the US government is really high and full of hot air. I mean, it would be funny if like they shoot it down and on its way down like a parachute deploys, it just has a big middle finger. And like that's all it was for. Was literally just so that they could give America the finger just once.
There you go.
Or they shoot it down in the powder that comes out, because if you watch the shoot down, there's a bunch of, like, powder came out of it. It's like bright pink or bright blue. It's just a gender reveal that's gone horribly wrong.
Gender reveal. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny. Congratulations, it's a boy.
That would be both. That would be just the memes would never stop.
Yeah, you remember when, like, that went so nuts, right? Like, did the people doing these gender reveals, it just kept getting bigger and bigger.
That's what it could have been. It could have been blue dust, but we couldn't tell because it was lit against the sky, right? So it could have been blue in celebration of China's ending their one child policy.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just blue and pink because the Chinese are transphobic.
Ooh. There you go. Maybe it was filled with rice. We never know.
They were trying to deliver it. They were like, we're pretty sure we heard you guys are having supply chain problems. We thought we'd be helpful here, but apparently no one wanted to shoot it down when it was over the land. So now all that's wasted.
It was full of hair gel for Donald Trump.
Here you go, Donnie.
Okay.
They shoot it down. It turns out it's got like a bunch of Hair Club for Men coupons in it or something. Like, what the hell is this? You let this drift across the entire country panicking?
It's full of fortune cookies. Oh, goodness. All right. Now that I'm racist, I'm going to be canceled for that. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Seattle, Oklahoma, or Illinois?
Yeah, two of those places sound absolutely miserable.
They all sound absolutely miserable.
I mean, Oklahoma's not that bad.
Ooh, okay, we go to Oklahoma. Ban on marijuana users owning guns is unconstitutional, a U.S. judge says.
Woo!
Not only that, the reasoning is absolutely fantastic. But federal law prohibiting marijuana users from possessing firearms is unconstitutional, a federal judge in Oklahoma has concluded, citing last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that significantly expanded gun rights. U.S. District Judge Patrick Warrick, an appointee of former Republican President Donald Trump in Oklahoma City, on Friday dismissed an indictment against a man charged in August of violating that ban, saying it infringed on his right to bear arms under the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. Warrick said that while the government can protect the public from dangerous people possessing guns, it could not argue Jared Harrison's, quote, mere status as a user of marijuana justifies stripping him of his fundamental right to possess a firearm. He said marijuana was, quote, not in and of itself a violent, forceful, or threatening act, and noted that Oklahoma is one of a number of states where the drug, still illegal under federal law, can be legally bought for medical use. Quote, the mere use of marijuana carries none of the characteristics that the nation's history and tradition of firearms regulation supports.
Nice.
Right. So the reasoning is absolutely fantastic. I mean, of course, the ruling is fantastic in itself. But the reasoning that he rules, or the reasoning that he uses, is something that's been missing for a long time, and it's something that we have said for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, that just because you use marijuana does not make you a dangerous person, and therefore the idea that you should be just inherently restricted from your right to keep and bear arms because you use marijuana is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, he said using marijuana was, quote, not in and of itself a violent, forceful, or threatening act. Right, which is fantastic, right? I mean, alcohol, right? You go get blackout drunk and still retain your right to possess and own a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not federally illegal. It's not illegal in states. So,
I mean, it is generally illegal to actually be intoxicated and have a loaded firearm.
It's also irresponsible.
Yeah, it's just, it's not prudent.
Right. Yeah. But just the simple possession or use of a cannabis or marijuana isn't violent. It isn't immoral. It isn't any of the sort.
Yeah, you pose no threat to anyone of any kind. It's you just by using marijuana. You're not threatening anybody. Nobody's in danger.
If you're wearing a giant pizza costume, maybe, but...
if you remind people of a massive Funyun, you may be in danger from a bunch of people pulling you around.
If you dress up as a croissant.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm dressed in this giant cookie costume. Now I'm being chased by 50 stoners.
Laura Deskin, a public defender representing Harrison, said the ruling was, quote, a step in the right direction for a large number of Americans who deserve the right to bear arms and protect their homes just like any other Americans. She called marijuana the most commonly used drug illegal at the federal level. The U.S. Department of Justice did not respond to a request for comment, but it's likely to appeal, of course.
Well, and you know, and that's the thing, too, is remember, like, everybody always going, oh, marijuana is a gateway drug. Marijuana is a gateway drug. That's been disproven repeatedly. You know what the biggest gateway drug in the world is? Alcohol.
Alcohol.
I know, and I personally know more people who only started using, like, cocaine when they were drinking. Like, and if they hadn't been drinking constantly, they would not have started using cocaine.
It's fucking a monkey. He said, the worst thing I've done stoned was hold up the line at Subway because I kept staring at the board menu like I was trying to decipher the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I mean, I've talked to some really stoned people where, like, I mean, they weren't necessarily a threat to anyone, but they did make me become a threat to them. Like, I wanted to hurt them.
Like, I've had people, like, when I was working fast food, like, I had people fall asleep in the drive-thru waiting on their food.
Oh, I could see that happening at Culver's, you know, just not even needing marijuana, just simply being there because it takes so freaking long.
Yeah.
Or the Chick-fil-A that we got here in town. I've still never had Chick-fil-A, ever. Mm-hmm. But we finally got one in town.
The only way to order Chick-fil-A is to do like a Grubhub or DoorDash or something like that, because it literally takes the same amount of time as if you were standing in line.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I'll go past there every once in a while, and it is a nonstop line at that drive-thru that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the line here for ours is so bad that it actually put another fast food place out of business because their line would, like, because people would just get in the other line. But it's pretty bad here. I mean, there are times when the wait is measured in hours. People will stay in the fucking line. They'll stay in the drive-thru.
Why would you wait hours? Hours for mediocre fast food chicken.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. I'm not going to do... That's absurd.
Especially here, because right across the parking lot is In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I can go have medium burgers.
In the chat that, you know, that's the same one I'm talking about, the one up in Onalaska. Like, you go past it, and there are people all the way out around the corner sitting up on the road waiting to get in. When that place first opened, they had to have the police directing traffic.
Yep.
I assure you the chicken cannot possibly be that good.
Nope. No. But speaking of low IQ individuals, senators renew call for investigation of smaller AR-15 rifle they claim is targeted toward children. You've been seeing this, the JR-15?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is aimed at children. I mean, not aimed at children. It's
What do those children know about the balloons?
Yeah, the marketing is aimed at kids because it's designed for kids. It's designed to make it easier for kids to use.
It's a 22.
Yeah, that way they safely learn the correct manual of arms on the world's most popular rifle, and you know, like
Dave, do you have any JR-15s at your shop? But seven U.S. senators are renewing calls for Federal Trade Commission to open an investigation into the marketing of assault-style rifles after the unveiling of the JR-15, a long rifle manufacturer advertises as a smaller AR-15 geared towards younger users. Illinois-based We1 Tactical, W-E-E, the number one.
We1
Tactical unveiled the JR-15 in early 2022, advertising the weapon as a 22 caliber long rifle with the look and feel of an AR-15. The website for We1 Tactical advertises the gun as an ideal weapon to, quote, teach a younger enthusiast.
Yeah, because it's scaled down, right? Like the M&P 1522 is great. Like, my daughter loves that gun. But it is still adult-sized. So it's the length of pull is a little long and everything else. Even when the stocks collapsed, and the length of pull is a little long for her. And,
it's like the difference between, like, a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge youth model.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Or, like, those, what are they called? Are those the Crickets? Is that actually the little 22 Crickets?
22 like Crickets,
tiny, little super scaled down,
little 22, those, like,
single shot 22s,
A little bolt like action, Dave says they have one at his shop. He says people usually rent the 10-22 though if they're going to shoot 22. Have you shot the JR-15? What's it like? What are your thoughts on it? They're illegal here in California. After originally writing a letter to the FTC in May 2022, a group of senators held a press conference Thursday, doubling down on their demand for intervention from the FTC. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat in New York, said at the press conference, quote, "The last thing we need to be doing is shrinking deadly weapons of war and marketing them to young children."
Wait, are they still deadly if they're shrunken? Are they still weapons of war? Is there a little person army I'm unaware of? Because that's amazing.
It's We1 Tactical. W-E-E-1. We1 Tactical.
Well, so, I mean, it's like there's that island, right? Like in the South Pacific where they realized that, like, you're like off Thailand or whatever, where we had the pygmies? Little tiny people and then the little tiny elephants. They discovered little tiny elephants
the had pygmies, lived on it too.
Yeah, so you had little tiny people hunting little tiny elephants. Well, now you could have little tiny people hunting little tiny elephants with little tiny guns, and it's awesome. I would pay money for that show.
Oh, there's Pokemon Go players going, what, where, where? What? Where?
Where? Can you imagine, like, riding on a war elephant with the wee one?
Bam, 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 bam. Monkey says, "Ah, yeah, because 22LR is used by the Hobbit armies of Middle Earth."
Yeah. No, it's you know who it's marketed to. All they need to do is go. No, it's marketed to Hasbulla. That little guy.
That little guy, yeah.
Because he's like what, like 30, I think, or something. Like, but he looks like a chubby little kid. Like, I love that dude. They sell cardboard cutouts of him, and I want one to just put in my window in the worst way, which is, like, one little light shining up at it just to freak people out as they drive by. Like, why is there a small child staring at me in a suit?
Quote, "What we have here is a scaled-down, 20% scaled-down, 22 long rifle that looks and feels and operates just like mom and dad's gun." That is from Eric Schmid, the owner of Schmid Tool and Engineering Corp., the manufacturer of the JR-15. He said in an interview with organizers of SHOT Show in 2022. The ammunition and safety features of the JR-15 also differ from the AR-15, which generally uses .223 Remington and .556 NATO ammunition. The JR-15 uses .22 caliber ammunition, according to gun experts. But yet, they still say it's deadly. According to Sam Sang, the co-owner of Equilibrium Firearms in Manola, New York, the .22 ammunition generally has less recoil than the .223 or .556, and it's easier to control while shooting. However, he said it's still lethal.
I mean, eventually.
We won Tactical. Well, according to Fudlord, it's the most deadly round ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I've heard, I just the other day... Just the other day, I heard somebody who I didn't think was that much of a FUD say something like, "Well, I'd rather be shot with a with a 30-30 than a 22, because, you know, the 22, it bounces around, and I'm like, oh, God, no, it doesn't.
Stop.
No, it doesn't. It loses all of its energy. It's tiny. There isn't a lot of energy in it.
We1 Tactical also advertises that the gun as having a unique, quote, tamper-resistant safety mechanism, which it claims requires the strength and dexterity of an adult to disengage. Quote, parents and guardians wanting to pass on the American tradition have been purchasing small caliber, lighter youth training rifles for decades. The JR-15 incorporates a patent safety mechanism that provides an added level of safety available on no other rifle in production. That's according to We1 Tactical said in a statement to ABC News. A group of 11 Democratic U.S. senators initially penned a letter in May 2022. To Lina Khan, the chair of the Federal Trade Commission, requesting the commission open investigation into, quote, the marketing of highly lethal firearms, including assault-style rifles, to impressionable young people.
Yeah, they stopped calling them assault weapons because we kept calling out that assault weapons, that is a made-up term, so now it's assault-style weapons. Yeah. It looks like something that's scary. Like...
Hold on. The letter took aim at We1 Tactical for its JR-15 marketing material, showing children shooting the gun and its former logo depicting a skull and crossbones with a pacifier.
I love that logo, personally. I thought that was awesome. Dude, you know what my daughter wanted in the world? I don't know if she still does, but a few years ago when I was talking to her about getting her like her own MMP 1522, you know what she wanted me to do to it? She wanted me to Cerakote it pink and white with the skull Hello Kitty.
Yep.
And that's what she wanted on it.
Yep.
And like...
Yep. I saw one.
That... would horrify
I saw one in a Recoil magazine in like fucking 2012 or 2013, 2014, something like that. And my daughter fucking geeked out so hard about it. And it was a pink and white AR-15 with the skull Hello Kitty on the stock.
Yeah, that's what my daughter wanted in the worst freaking way. That's what she wanted. And... like she wound up not getting it because I'm not going to do that to a poor.
No, woman. I bought her an axe instead. Tomahawk instead.
Well, there's a guy that did one where he actually put the MMP 1522 inside of like a unicorn, like a plastic ride-on unicorn.
Body. They did that. They did that with the Evo.
Hey, did it with an Evo too. Yeah. Yeah, and they stick it in there, and like...
And the barrel is the horn of the unicorn.
Yeah, and it's painted gold. It's great. Yeah. It's just great. Yeah. But, like, I mean, these
people both of those are more deadly than 22?
Yeah, because they're actually, like, those are actually in 9mm, actually in 223. 22, although it can be lethal...
Well, yeah, as Brett says, 40-plus hits from anything will eventually kill you.
Yeah, eventually you poke enough holes in something and it's gonna die.
there's only so much red stuff inside you guys.
Yeah, but you know the thing is though, is I always tell people with that too, like, you know what else is really, really lethal? A pointy stick.
Yes.
The most popular weapon in human history. A pointy stick.
Yes. Red stuff will come out if you get hit with a rock too.
Yeah, like that will also kill you. Nosebleed. A nosebleed can kill you.
Yes.
If you get a posterior anterior nosebleed, don't look it up. It's horrifying, but it happens. Mm-hmm. And FYI, if you ever get one, you're going to die. There's nothing anyone can do about it. You are going to die.
Yes.
So.
Brett says our bodies are basically squishy hydraulic systems, and if you make enough leaks, it fails. Yeah. Brett's a combat medic. He can tell you from experience.
Yep. You poke enough holes in something. So, like, yeah, I mean, could 22 kill you? Yeah, if you either A, get a really lucky hit, or B, you just fire enough rounds, eventually it'll kill you. 25 ACP can kill you eventually with enough rounds, but chances are very slim that it's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, I just want to get this one paragraph. In their letter... the senators accuse Wee-1 Tactical of being, quote, just a single actor in a long line of unscrupulous gun manufacturers that have worked for years to market their products to a young audience. They asked the FTC to take action against Wee-1's, quote, unfair marketing that could lead to harm or death.
Because you're marketing it to all those toddlers who have so much money to go out and buy firearms.
Yeah.
Like, I know just the other day I was in a gun shop and I watched a 6-year-old filling out a 4473. And
but they're not complaining about McDonald's advertising their chicken nuggies.
Yeah, they're not complaining about that. They're not complaining about the fact that, like, American portion sizes from fast food places are larger than any regular human being should ever consume. There are no congressional hearings on the double baconator.
Thank God.
Yeah, because baconator. But like Culver's
during the supply shortage, Wendy's ran out of lettuce. They still had bacon, but they ran out of lettuce.
Hey, the lettuce can be run out of. No one cares anyway.
That was our take. We still bought Wendy's.
Yeah, like I don't care. That just means I don't have to tell you not to put it on there. That's not food. That's what food eats. The rest of it's food.
Yep. Still got my baconator and a Frosty.
Yeah, nobody's, you know, there's no like bills in Congress over like, you know, the Culver's double butter bacon butter burger deluxe with a side of cheese curds, right? Yep. That isn't a subject of conversation. What is this piece of plastic and metal that when kids learn how to use it, they then know that guns are dangerous if mishandled and know how not to mishandle the guns.
Yes. Yep.
That's what it is. They don't want kids to know how to not mishandle guns because then they lose a bunch of their fucking statistics.
Yes. That's why they include suicides in their statistics.
Yeah.
No. But, yeah, I just had to bring that up because it's fucking hilarious. They also call it, let's see, where was the other part of it? There's one more paragraph. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat out of Connecticut. Quote, this is an open and shut case. This particular company is obviously marketing to kids. That's the entire intention of the gun. But let's just be clear. Makers of AR-15s that are being sold today that we think of as being marketed primarily to adults are also being marketed to kids. Yeah. Fucking people are just so retarded. And of course, Tammy Duckworth, she has a quote that says, quote, because every minute that we let a parasitic companies like this try and trick our babies into buying lethal weapons, we risk witnessing another classroom turning into a massacre. Tammy Duckworth.
Are you suggesting that somebody's going to take a 20% scaled down 22 long rifle AR to shoot up a school? That would be the most ineffectual school shooting that has ever existed.
Yes.
The only person likely to die from that is the shooter.
Yes.
You might as well bring an airsoft gun.
Yes, those are the same whack jobs marketing dildos to kids. Yes. Yep. Also defending all age drag shows and all sorts of other things. So, but I had to bring that up because it was fucking hilarious. But yeah, let's get on this last one. You'll like this one, Andrew. This is Seattle City Council members not seeking re-election as they face threats. Quote, it's not safe for me or my family.
Good.
that was my immediate reaction to. The right needs to like pay attention to this. Then sit down and learn a few things.
Yeah, it's unsafe for these politicians. The world should be unsafe for politicians.
After that article I shared you about Ireland needs to pay attention to this.
Oh, Higgins. I mean, he's adorable. Don't get me wrong. The man is a leprechaun.
The leprechaun with the little dog.
Yeah, he's a leprechaun. But yes. He's actually got, I think, like two or three little dogs. But anyway, yes. Like he looks like a leprechaun, but he is an appeaser and he is an Anglophile, and I cannot fucking stand him.
Yes. Anglophile means that he has an appeasement for the English. England.
He
not,
loves all things,
not English.
All things English.
Yeah. Probably got a Union Jack on his tattoo on his ass. Let's see. The Seattle City Council, quote, is due to experience a massive turnover this year, as several members have reportedly foregone re-election because of the increased threats and harassment. Quote, the council's exodus, Andrew's over there is clapping.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Screw politicians. It should be afraid.
Andrew puts on his cat ears. Woohoo!
It's the entire reason that the Second Amendment was written was to make politicians afraid.
Yes. Quote, the council's exodus includes Kashami Sawat, its senior member who announced 2 weeks ago that she would vacate her seat after a decade. She followed an announcement by District 1 Councilmember Lisa Herbold and District 4 Councilmember Alex Pedersen, and a series of informal statements by Council President Deborah Juarez, who represented District 5. That's from the Seattle Times. It added further, quote, though Juarez has not yet made an announcement about seeking a new term, she said Friday that harassment and, quote, credible threats have increased her time or have increased in her time on the council and had contributed to her decision. Juarez said during an interview, quote, I'm not seen as a person by some people, and it's not safe for me or my family. No job is worth that. I'm glowing just a little bit thinking about it.
Andrew's
smiling.
It's so lovely.
Yes. The Seattle Times noted that the, quote, political climate in Seattle appears to be a primary reason some local leaders are seeking shorters. Andrew's unzipping.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. I can only get so erect.
Yeah, that's about the time that all these politicians are going, we're terrified for our lives. I'm just like, yes, yes.
You know what these politicians should do? They should contact We1 Tactical and get a JR-15.
Since it's apparently so deadly.
So deadly, yes. Political climate in Seattle appears to be a primary reason some local leaders are seeking shorter careers. Former councilman Nick Lacetta, who served over a decade, commented, quote, it's become less fun and more strenuous.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so.
The polarized politics in recent years have caused a spike in harassment of politicians, according to the local paper. Quote, harassment of local officials peaked during the protest against police violence in summer 2020 and around a commitment to defund the Seattle Police Department by 50%, which was quickly reversed.
Which at the time, remember, we said like they'll totally do that right up until you're looking the other way and then they're gonna put it right back.
Yep. This is commitment to defund the Seattle Police Department by 50%, comma, which was quickly reversed. Activists went to the homes of several city council members, including Pedersen and Juarez, who reported intimidating behaviors such as written messages left at their homes. Later that year, someone threw a rock through Herbold's window after she suggested there be legal protections for people caught shoplifting essential items. So this is going both ways. This is going both ways, right? So this is the left going after them for doing things they don't right, and then this is the right going after them for also doing things that they don't like.
Oh, no. This is the best day.
Yes. Some politicians have claimed that public backlash did not influence their decisions.
And it wasn't hard enough.
These people still start their own cars, Andrew.
Start your own car anywhere today?
Yeah.
Not asking for any particular reason.
Sawant said that bags of human feces have been thrown on their lawn of their private residence 6 times, though she noted when announcing that she would not seek a fourth term that the harassment did not cause her decision. Quote, no stranger to conflict. Sawant said in an interview last week that the tensions around her politics, quote, it's a badge of honor.
Mm.
Yes. So, yes, so it's the city of Seattle has become a topic of national news for their frequent protests, increased crime, and move to defund the police. Earlier this month, a local medical examiner's office announced that they were running out of space to store dead bodies due to the increase in number of people overdosing on fentanyl.
But it's such a utopian society out in the Pacific Northwest with all those liberals and everything all concentrated together there. How could this be?
I don't understand it. Personally, I don't understand it. No. But I thought that was just hilarious, and I had to bring it up just for the laugh.
Oh, anytime a bunch of politicians are absolutely terrified and go, I quit, I don't want to do this anymore, that's a good day.
Yes.
Like, flat out. Like, again, that's the entire reason the Second Amendment was written, right? Mm-hmm. Is because you can't trust them.
Yes.
And you need to make them scared all the time.
Yeah, Monkey says, delivered a lot to the PNW, gorgeous state, but good lord, the cities are garbage, homeless camps are everywhere. Yeah, the entire I-5 corridor, is like that. Just Sacramento's bad, down the coast is bad, San Francisco's bad, Portland's bad, Eugene is just fucking ridiculous bad. All the way up to Seattle, it's bad.
Yeah, the only people that I've ever heard say that they really enjoyed Portland were the kind of people you would expect to enjoy Portland, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, they're those kinds of people, and I'm like, no.
They're the kind of people that would not want to own a JR-15?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And they're also the kind of people you would not want to own a JR-15?
Yeah, and they're the kind of people that, like, say that they want to, like, have a communal farm, but you know that if you had a communal farm, they wouldn't do anything and would instead want to just, like, make their bronzes and sell those on eBay or some shit, like, rather than helping with the actual production of food and all actual manual labor. Yeah, they're those kinds of people.
The commune already has an artist. Grab a shovel.
Yeah, exactly. Grab your shovel. Come on, let's go.
Yep.
Let me show you where the horse barn is. Hey, you can do this as artistically as you want.
You're the one that said you didn't want to use fossil fuels. This is how we do it. This is what it takes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People, like, I'll get the, but there's so many artists. And I'm like, are they starving artists? Well, I mean, you know, not a lot of them, you know, it's hard to make money when such a competitive, because no one wants to.
So now you're a capitalist, right? So now you're a capitalist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, it's just, or it's people who only stayed there for like 2 days and then dipped, and they're like, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, because you're only there for 2 days.
Yeah, you know what we need to do? We just need to move there, create an autonomous zone, and become our own warlord.
That would be awesome. Escape from Portland. It's the third movie in the series.
So somebody contact We1 Tactical. We need some JR-15s. We need some JR-15s and a off-course weather balloon.
Yeah, I was saying a bunch of balloons.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Brett. You can't say that, man.
Oh.
Fucking monkey. We can't repeat that either.
Yeah, we can't repeat that.
Fucking bastard. You guys have to come watch the YouTube video to understand what he just said at a minute and 29 seconds, or an hour 29 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, the he also didn't do that. Was Courtney Love, and we all know it. Come on.
Yes.
As we all know, was Courtney
Love. We all know that was Courtney Love. She self-identified as JR15. No.
Yeah, but, it's incredibly obvious that that was Courtney Love and that that was not.
Yes. Yes.
Although you know, I loved what it was.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, that was Flannel Daddy, right? That where he was talking about shotguns and he was like, yeah, you know, the shotguns have been the choice, you know, the weapon of choice for hunters and sports shooters and depressed rock stars.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he really said that. But yeah, I don't really have anything else. You want to get anything else? Do you want me to find another article?
I mean, we still got like a half hour.
I know. We went through it too fast. You and I vibe. No. It's too easy. Yeah. You and I just vibe.
We can move through stuff. It's when there's not four people all trying to talk simultaneously. It just moves really quickly.
Let's see. What else do
Dave
I have?
Dave did send me, by the way, not only did he send me the Ghostbusters balloon thing that I laughed about, he sent me Marco Rubio with cat ears.
Oh, God damn it.
I will subject the rest of you to that, I swear.
All right, let's. I got one for us. This actually ties in. This actually ties in to everything for the most part. Up in smoke, California business climate so bad. Even Jerry Garcia's marijuana company is leaving.
Holy crap. Dude, when the Grateful Dead is going, you guys suck, and packing up and leaving California.
Well, it's his family's marijuana company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, SF Gate reports that the Garcia hand-picked marijuana brand, which launched in 2020 by the family of the late Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia, one of the most iconic pot smokers in California history, is leaving the state to escape crippling regulations and high taxes under Governor Gavin Newsom. The brand's exit comes at a time when industry experts are predicting, quote, a mass extinction event that would put thousands of cannabis firms out of business throughout the Golden State.
Gosh, it's almost like if you strangle them all, they all die.
Well, it's okay, so For context here, there are so many taxes and fees put on cannabis in the state of California that the taxes and fees equal almost as much as you can buy that same cannabis on the black market. Yeah. So to buy legal cannabis in California cost almost twice as much as the same amount on the black market.
And I realize this may shock people, but people don't want to pay twice as much for the same product.
No. But Andrew D'Angelo, a cannabis consultant and former owner of Harborside, one of the state's pioneering medical cannabis dispensaries, said the Garcia brand probably learned the same thing that all of California's pot companies have realized. Quote, you can't make any money in this market. Which is not wrong. The legal cannabis in this state, it's so bad that the black market is actually larger now than it was before.
Well, and it's, you know, it's because they try to turn it into the same thing as, like, gas stations are, right? Like, gas stations, when they sell you gas, they make a penny, maybe two per gallon. That's it. They are mostly just tax collectors for the state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they try to do that, but the difference is there is a far greater volume of fuel being purchased than there is marijuana.
What is the name of that town? I have another article about it. It's Garberville, which is up at, just out of Humboldt County. When the state went through and shut down all the illegal farms in Garberville, the town actually collapsed, And the town is nearly insolvent once the state killed the illegal. But back to the article. Quote, not only is Garcia leaving, a lot of people are leaving. It's a real shame that California is losing out. We're losing out on jobs and economic activity, and other places are benefiting from that. Garcia handpicked, like most celebrity bands, contracted at its cannabis growing and manufacturing to partner companies, and then stamped Jerry Garcia's face on the packaging. The company said that they are looking for a new cannabis supplier, but declined to be interviewed for the story and did not elaborate on how long the brand would be on a hiatus in California. Garcia Handpink is still available in 5 other states. So they're not coming back to California.
Yeah, they're just leaving Cali.
Yes. The report goes on to describe the, quote, huge economic hurdles the state's marijuana industry has faced since legal sales began in 2018. Newsom, by the way, was sworn in as governor in 2019, so this is not entirely Newsom's fault. But he does get a lot of the blame. Companies have struggled to turn a profit on Newsom's watch due to California's, quote, complicated cannabis regulations and high taxes. Not to mention the state's out-of-control real estate prices. The legal marijuana industry is also struggling to compete with unlicensed growers who undercut the market by breaking the law. Rather than cracking down on
it's almost like when they just sell it and don't collect double the amount in taxes.
Hold on. Rather than cracking down on these illegal operations, the state government has helped them thrive by relaxing penalties in the name of racial equality.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, really. It's a beautiful thing. Also, the fact that they saw that as, like, helping racial equality is itself pretty fucking racist.
Well, it's like, there's, it's not only is that racist, but, like, there was another one in the name of racial equality along the lines of, like, where was it? I think it was one of the higher up universities. They had an op-ed put out that rules against plagiarism hurt minority students.
Yeah, hurt the minority students. And it's like, wait. So are you saying that the only way that people who aren't white can get good grades is to plagiarize off of the white kids? Is that your implication here?
How racist
are you?
Newsom, who announced in November that he would not challenge President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination in 2024, is going to run for the president at some point. A politician capable of feeling shame might think twice before attempting to tout his record as governor of a deep blue state that residents and businesses alike are fleeing at a record pace. Fortunately, that won't be a problem for Newsom, because that guy is fucking cold. He's a terrible...
I for one, really hope that he changes his mind and does, in fact, want to run for president.
Oh, the memes will be fantastic.
The memes will be great, and, like, when he actually starts getting hammered by other blue candidates about things, it is going to be glorious.
I want to see him on a debate stage with Kamala Harris, because they have a history.
Yeah, that would be awesome. He says something against her, and she's like, well, you weren't saying that a few years ago. You seem to like my policies a little while ago.
Meow.
Just keeps building till he looks at her and glares, and I faked every orgasm.
Oh, is that a off-path weather balloon in your pants?
Oh, I'm not fat and lost. I'm just an off course weather balloon.
I'm just an off course weather. See, if people had JR-15s, they could have shot that balloon down.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that they did another Sam Hyde for that, by the way?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, with the Sam Hyde again.
Yeah, Sam Hyde again. Yeah.
And like in Tennessee, they fell for it. Oh, again, and everyone's like, he just can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah, days without autism, zero. No. But yeah, apparently we can't have legal cannabis. We can't have JR-15s, and we can't ask questions about an off-path weather balloon. But we can throw shit at politicians. Apparently, that's one out of four.
All I can think of though is like, but these are like really hyper pro Democrat politicians, and like, I mean, really, isn't leaving a bunch of human feces all over their lawn just trying to make them feel more at home?
Have you seen the streets of San Francisco?
Yeah, have you seen the streets of the cities that you people are?
There's literally a poop app
for you to report cited poop.
Yes, yes. There's literally an app that you can download that shows you where people have reported poop in San Francisco. Yes.
Oh. I would just report it at City Hall every single day. Just every single day. There's poop here.
Yeah, so.
The entire thing's full of it. Are you kidding me?
No. So much so. Okay, literally so much so that with the recent rains that came through, they had to close one of the beaches off San Francisco. Off Marin. I think it was off Marin. But it was because of the increase of some chemical. And it's because of the human feces. That was everywhere.
Everyone's going to wind up with fucking typhoid in Frisco.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
But they have free needles, Andrew.
But yeah, free needles that they then leave all over the street too.
Yep.
No. If I was more artistic, I would make a sculpture for San Francisco that was like a pile of human poo with like needles sticking out of it.
That's racist. Or sexist or classist or something. There's an ist for it.
I'm sure. They'll just go with racist because they don't actually know what the word means. So
fascist. They'll call you a fascist for it.
Yeah, for
and a for Nazi. And a Nazi. You can be a failed artist.
I'll be like, if I do that and then they call me a Nazi, I'm gonna look at them and be like, that I tried to go to the school in Zurich, but they told me that my artwork lacked soul. Don't worry, I found a new vocation.
Yes. Yeah. Change you can believe in.
Yeah, I have written a book about the things that I believe.
Dribble. That's a terrible book, too.
Oh. It is really, it's not only, I mean, like, his book is not only bad, it's, like, badly written. Like, just, it rambles and repeats itself, and it's just, it's really badly written.
Yeah, Turner Diaries are similar. Just badly written.
Oh. I mean, even Das Zweite book is still, like, just so badly written. And you're like, really? Like, come on. If you're going to do psychotic ramblings, you can at least put them together in a cogent manner. I mean,
So, all right, now that we fully confirmed our degeneracy,
I mean, I'd like to deny that, but
there's no denying it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not fascist. I'm a Kanye supporter. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So I
refuse to ever support anyone who married Kim Kardashian. Like, that's all I need to know about you.
There's a skit on SNL where they talk about some island or some dump or whatever, but they measured like 400,000 pieces of plastic or something like that, right? It was some disaster. It was a bunch of plastic. And they said, for context, here's a picture. And it was the Kardashians.
Yeah. All I need to know is that you married a Kardashian. And once I know that, I don't care about anything that you have to say.
Yep. There's a Kardashian to canceled pipeline, so. Think about it.
Canceled.
Kardashian to cancel pipeline.
Pretty much.
All right. Let's mix it out here.
By Derek's book.
Thinking workbook guide for something, or it's in the link. It's in the description. Find it.
Think Link for
tree.
Yourself.
Link tree.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't think for myself.
Also, if you want to care for your beard like a Viking, like I do, you go to thebeardstruggle.com. Use code INKEDANARCHIST15. You get 15% off of your purchases. They have super great scents. They have all sorts of beard straighteners, all sorts of beard care products. They also have stuff for ladies. No, not for their beards. Ladies aren't dwarves. They don't have beards. Although, if your lady has a beard, I'm not here to judge, I guess. But either way, it's just to make ladies smell nice. Okay. They have smell nice stuff, and they have conditioner, and they have all sorts of cool stuff. So, check them out. It's inkedanarchist15 at checkout. You support me and you get 15% off of your order. I am also an affiliate of RK Spookware. If you know what they, help you do, then you know why you need their stuff. And check them out. Use the affiliate link and support me while you do it.
Hashtag RIP J Stark. I saw something about him today, so that was what on my mind.
Cool. And I'm wearing a J Stark shirt. So also I am an affiliate of Reaper Brand Apparel Company. They are a super cool apparel brand. They have amazing stuff. It's really high quality, and they have a super great message. And you should definitely check them out and get some of their stuff, because it's super awesome. And, you know, you should help support me. If you do that, use the affiliate link, you get 15% off, or use code INKEDANARCHIST and you get 10% off of your order. Check out Dave, his website, poppinspatches.com. He's got all sorts of cool stuff. He's a friend of the show. Makes all sorts of cool patches that we wear all the time on the show. He also makes a tactical tricorn that's super cool. He just came out with a brand new shirt.
The brand new shirt, yes. Balloon Gate shirt. Yes,
there's a Balloon Gate shirt. So check that one out and make sure that you show him some love. I don't know. Dave, do you have a new discount? I think he's got a new discount code. But check him out.
Now you're going to make me go find it.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. Also, make sure that you check out Jeremy at The Quarterings Coffee. It's coffee brand coffee. And use the affiliate link in the description for that if you're going to go order some. And that would be super cool. And we would appreciate it. And we love you long time. So, check us out on Odyssey. Check us out on...
Oh, it's 800-81-E5.
Yes.
Or he also has, apparently he still has Abolish ATF.
Oh, he still has Abolish ATF. Okay, so you can still use Abolish ATF for your discount code as well. And
he also dropped the Binder Clip Clone Gunship. That's a new patch.
Yes. Yep, check that one out. Definitely, though, the Balloon Gate one. Get it while it's socially relevant. And make sure you check that stuff out. Also, if you're over there, check out the Boogalorian one that we helped design, because that's super cool. And the Jolly Roger Roger.
Roger.
That one's awesome. Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, check that one out. Support your local single moms. I already mentioned Odyssey and Rumble. You can also check us out. If you are watching this, you can check us out in the audio-only version if you would prefer, and I can't blame you because this. So check us out on Spotify and all major podcatchers, and you can totally listen to us. It's a pleasure for your ear holes.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think that's it.
I think so. I think that's it.
I think I said everything.
I think that's it. Anything else?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Like we're ending kind of early. It feels a little weird.
Well, that's because you were 20 minutes late.
I was 15 minutes late.
It was like 18 minutes late.
Yeah, well. I had stuff to do. I had to like shower and stuff and
you had run to and grab beer. You had to shower to get on the podcast that people are going to listen to?
Dude, you have no idea how bad my hair gets when I don't shower, and my beard. Like, it is ridiculous. There's no way I'm showing my face in public without showering.
You're not eating enough potatoes. That's what it is.
I ate so many potatoes when I was a kid. I kind of have trouble eating them now. It's a struggle. It's a very real thing.
No,
you and I do love eating,
that's the other Irish curse.